Free agency is rapidly approaching. Where do we want to see the top free agents end up? We'll tell you right now on FFT in 5. And it's Adam and Dave here. All right, top 5 free agents. I'm going to say in no particular order. Josh Jacobs, where do you want to see him go?
I want to see him go to Baltimore. I think Baltimore is one of the better spots that a running back can end up at. Yes, he's going to lose some work to Lamar Jackson in the run game, but I think that's a team that wants to get its run game explosive again. They have Keaton Mitchell, but he's coming back from a torn ACL. Gus Edwards isn't particularly explosive, maybe for his size he is. J.K. Dobbins, a total question mark. What if they just wipe those guys out? And I know that Derrick Henry's been linked to Baltimore, but Jacobs, to me, would be a more fun fit because he's more explosive than Derrick Henry.
Saquon Barkley, where would you like to see him go?
Let's send him to Houston. Contending team, looking to upgrade at running back, should have a better offensive line than they did last year. And then they don't have to mess around with using 2 or 3 different running backs over the course of a game. Saquon can be their lead back. He can work on passing downs. Really doesn't give anything away as far as their offense goes, tipping off the defense. I think Saquon would actually be a good fit, and that's the offense that Christian McCaffrey works in San Francisco. Plenty of other running backs in San Francisco and other places have worked in it, done very, very well. That would be Saquon's best spot.
All right, big Derrick Henry, the oldest.
I'm actually going to put 2 guys on 1 team. Dallas Cowboys make a splash at running back. They bring back Tony Pollard on a cheap, cheap, cheap deal, and they get Derrick Henry to reprise the Ezekiel Elliott role. And I think Derrick Henry still has something left in the tank. I know he's got that ugly number next to his age, but just about everything else about his game is still pretty solid, if not spectacular, and he could be in line to see a bunch of touchdowns in Dallas as their lead running back.
Okay, so you're putting Henry and Pollard on the Cowboys. Who are you drafting first in this scenario?
I would draft Henry first over Pollard because they could get pretty bored with Pollard quickly if Derrick Henry doesn't go the way of the dodo because he's old. #old.
Right. Let's get one wide receiver in here finally. How about Calvin Ridley?
Where could Calvin Ridley go where he could be better than what he's been in Jacksonville? I don't know if there's a spot. I think Jacksonville might be the very best place for him to go where he can be a little better than where he was last year. There's 4 touchdowns that he really should have had last year. That would have given him double digits for sure. Certainly more yardage could be in the offing for him. I still think he's capable, maybe not as like the alpha number one wide receivers that we talk about, but good enough to be a team's number one wide receiver. If he goes to a different team, it's not going to be with a better quarterback, or it'll be in a situation where he's sharing. Like any wide receiver that goes to Kansas City, they're not about to take all the targets away from Travis Kelce and from Rashee Rice. So I think Calvin Ridley has a chance to actually do about as well, if not a little bit better, if he stays in Jacksonville. So he resigns. That's what I'm hoping for.
Look at this, Dave. Only 3 minutes and 10 seconds off.
Let's get some more names. Throw them at me, boy.
Austin Eckler.
I think Eckler taking the hometown discount and going back to Denver might be for the best for his fantasy situation. He can play as a passing downs back. We're talking about a coach in Sean Payton who loves throwing to his running backs. Did that with Russell Wilson last year. I don't know who it's going to be this year, but I think that's the one area that Austin Eckler can still be very, very good in.
Marquise Brown.
How about he's the deep threat receiver in Atlanta? We know the Falcons want to make an upgrade at quarterback there. How can they make a downgrade? Holy cow, that would be terrible. And Drake London, Kyle Pitts, those are big physical type of pass catchers. How about somebody that can attack downfield deep? Probably wouldn't be a very consistent fantasy receiver, but I think in Atlanta, he'd probably have a shot at being maybe just getting a little bit more target volume than if he were to go to, say, Kansas City.
All right, how about Kirk Cousins?
I want to see him back in Minnesota. It's an offense that he knows. It's an offense that he's been successful in. He's got great receivers there. Eventually, TJ Hockenson will be healthy and ready to go. I don't think the offensive line's that bad. And that's another team. They could get into the mix for one of these running backs and have somebody who can catch the ball in the backfield and be helpful to Kirk Cousins.
And that is Dave Richard with Free Agency Talk. All right, we've got everything for you next week as the signings come in. And hope you have an awesome weekend. Talk to you soon, everybody.